Section G, Unit 58, Why the Bones Break. Among signs of old age, a woman's curved spine is one of the most powerful and haunting. It reminds the crush of life's passage. More terrible, it often heralds life's end. For the humped back is often the most visible sign of osteoporosis, a progressive disease that leaves the bones thin and brittle. Even so simple a motion as walking or sitting can fracture wrists and hips. Those who suffer such breaks rarely recover their mobility. In America, many wind up in nursing homes. One quarter die within 6 months of a hip fracture. The sight of an elderly person with a humped back sets people wondering, "Will that happen to me?" Up to now, there has been no way to answer the question. Though osteoporosis afflicts about 25 million Americans, most of them women, the disease offers no early symptoms. Usually, it is not diagnosed until after age 50, when a victim suffers a fracture. But that may soon change. Last week, Australian scientists identified a single gene that appears to put people at very high risk of developing osteoporosis. The genetic studies are still preliminary, but if confirmed, they could lead to a simple screening test that would alert vulnerable people at a young age, early enough for them to take steps that could help ward off the disease. Says Dr. Eisman, who led the groundbreaking research in Sydney, "I envision a woman going in for a blood test, which will be as routine as cholesterol check, to assess her bone density and risk for osteoporosis." Until about age 35, the body synthesizes new skeletal tissues faster than it dies. Then the balance reverses, with bone being lost faster than it is replaced. In osteoporosis, that normal wasting away reaches such a hazardous level that bones become fragile. While both men and women experience bone loss, women are much more susceptible to osteoporosis. Bone deteriorates faster after menopause, probably in part because of a sharp drop in levels of the hormone estrogen. According to a new research, the risk of osteoporosis depends heavily on which versions of the vitamin D receptor gene an individual inherits. One type, dubbed small B, is linked with stronger skeletons, and the other, labeled big B, with weaker ones. Since each parent contributes a copy, a person's genetic endowment can be small b, small b, big B, small b, big B, big B. The most severe threat occurs when a person inherit a double copy of the low bone density form of the gene, i.e., big B, big B. Bone density is determined about 75% by genetic and 25% by environmental factors. As a precaution against later bone erosion, kids identified as vulnerable to osteoporosis will be urged to build up their bone density by increasing their calcium intake and exercising with weights. Those at high risk will also be strongly advised to shun cigarettes and alcohol, which speed up bone loss, and perhaps take vitamin D supplements and estrogen replacement after menopause.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。